Welcome to the Heaven Bound Training Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Training International Prison Ministry broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my wonderful companion, Sir Velvet. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, your automobiles, place of confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you this great gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, to let you know of the power of God, how that Jesus can deliver you, set you completely free, give you great joy in your soul, peace in your mind, put you on the road to glory, give you power to resist that devil and place him under your feet. Praise God. I'm telling you, there's power in the name of Jesus to transform lives. Praise God. That's the reason why the Lord has called Sister Velvet and I into prison ministry, to bring the gospel to those of you that's behind prison bars, to let you know Jesus is the best rehabilitation to change your life and deliver you from what the devil got you tied to and make you brand new men and women. Praise God. Our ministry reaches all across the United States and around the world. Praise God. To bring the gospel. Praise the Lord. By means of radio, we go out, amen, to reach those that hears our ministry. Amen. Even unto those that can get on the internet. Praise the Lord. And I'm telling you, we have a message to bring to you. And to those of you that's incarcerated in different facilities throughout these great states of the United States and also around the world, Jesus Christ come to give you hope for your future and get you ready for heaven. Praise God. Even unto those of you that's out there in the free world, Jesus Christ will deliver you from the jailhouse, the prison house of sin, and make you free so you'll be ready to go back when he comes. Praise God. I'm telling you, because Jesus wants his people to be completely free from the bondage of sin. And speaking about, praise our God, being free, we got a wonderful message this month. And the title of the message is, It's Time to Use Your Time Wisely and Build Yourself a Solid Foundation. Praise God. Get on a solid foundation. Build yourself a house that you'll be able to make heaven your home. Praise God. We're planning on having church with the message this month, so we'd like for you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into this radio station. And at the close, get ready for the prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. Those of you that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate, tune into today's broadcast. Praise God. I'm telling you, the power of God is real and strong. And I've come to bring a live gospel here to let you know there's power in the mighty name of Jesus, in the blood of Jesus, to deliver a person and set a person free. And I'm telling you, give you joy, amen, unspeakable and full of glory in your soul, and put you on the road to heaven, because Jesus Christ come to make us free. Praise God. I'm telling you, praise the Lord, it's time to use our time wisely. And how do you use your time wisely? By serving the Lord, by living for God, by keeping his commandments, by living right, praise the Lord, walking upright, walking in the fear of the Lord. That's how you use your time wisely. Amen. Being prepared to go back with Jesus when he comes. That's how you use your time wisely. When you suffer wrong for his name's sake, you be persecuted for Jesus' name's sake. When you love your enemies, amen, praise God, love people, amen. When treat people right, they treat you wrong. Pray for your enemies. That's how you use your time wisely. When you, amen, living holy and a life free from sin, that's how you use your time wisely. Praise God. It's time to use our time wisely, because Jesus is coming for a church without a spot, nor a wrinkle, or a blemish, or any such thing, but one that is holy. They are the only ones that are going to make it into heaven. Praise God. Amen. You cannot go to heaven straddling the fence. You can't go to heaven, praise God, living an up and down life. But in order to make it into the kingdom of God, then you must be holy. You must be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Your name must be written on heaven's roll. And those are the only ones that have the power of the Holy Ghost dwelling in on the inside. Because the Holy Ghost don't dwell in no sinner. Praise God. I'm telling you, praise the Lord. Right now, let's get ready to go into the Word of God. Because it's time to build our house on a solid foundation. Praise God. Amen. Time out for playing church. Praise the Lord. Let's go to Ephesians 5 and 16, says Velvet. What did the Word of God say?
Ephesians 5 and 16, redeeming the time because the days are evil.
Now, Paul was exhorting the people, it's time to make good use of your time in life. Amen. As we live on our daily lives, amen, going through the different times of year, amen, we need to make good use of it. Praise the Lord. Amen. Jesus said, or the Bible said rather, the day that you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Now is the time to get yourself right with God. Because tomorrow is not promised to you. The devil plays tricks with people and tell people they got time. Just wait. They're not ready. Praise God. And people falls for that trick from Satan and continue to wait until they wait until the last breath go out their body. And they die and end up in hellfire. And that's sad. That's the reason why, people, we need to be able to understand the trick of the enemy. We need to get ourselves right with God and stop letting the devil fool you. Amen. Because tomorrow is not promised to you. But you need why to make your decision to follow Jesus, to dedicate your life to the Lord while you got your health and strength, while you can, amen, be able to breathe air. You need to make your decision that you're going to make heaven your home, that you're going to serve the Lord, that you're going to give yourself to Jesus, because now is the day of salvation. Praise the Lord. Amen. We need to get ready now. Praise the Lord. Get your heart right now. Praise the Lord. Because tomorrow might be too late. Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Redeeming the time because we're living in an evil day. People are doing evil. You can see it when you look on the news and hear all the crime is being committed. How people are doing evil. How folks are shacking up. How people are stealing. How folks is committing murder. How folks is doing evil and doing wrong. Praise the Lord. You can't go to heaven living in sin. But Jesus Christ come to bring us out of sin. And to set us free. Glory to God. Amen. It's time to repent. It's time to turn from our wicked ways. It's time to pray and ask God to forgive you of your sin. If you forgive me of my sin, I will live for you. Glory to God. Amen. It's time to give your heart to Jesus. Praise the Lord. Use your time wisely. Dedicate your life to the Lord. Turn from your wicked ways. Amen. Repent of your sin while you have breath to pray. Because, amen, if the Lord come and catch you with your work undone, one moment too late is too late forever. Don't wait too late. Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's time to build your house. Amen. We're just getting started, said Velvet. Amen. We're going to pick it up on another broadcast. Praise God. Let's get ready for the prayer of faith. Just lay your hands on the radio as a point of contact as we pray. Praise God. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the opening of today's message. It's time to use our time wisely as we go through life. Lord, let it be with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. Lord, you forgive me of my sin. Lord, I live for you. Lord, I want you to blot out their transgressions. Cast out the sins of, amen, into the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Lord, I want you to baptize believers and fill them. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Heal the sick, though they're sick in their bodies. Lord, go into them jails and prisons. Lord, get the people ready that they may turn from their sins and call on you while they got breath to pray. Lord, let amen, conviction go out to those that's out there in the free world that they too might get ready to meet you when you come. Lord, do these things. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen, amen. Just lift your hands up. Say thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Sir Velvet.
Praise and praise and praise. And someone says, it's me, oh Lord. Standing in need of prayer. And because we need the Lord, each and every one of us. Because he is the only one that can solve and fix any problem that we have. Hallelujah. So you believe that prayer to Ella Holmes this pray. That believe that God has set you free. That he has started you on a new journey. Or he has revived you or renewed you. Hallelujah. Because God can do anything but fail. We thank you, Lord, for you. Thank those that are behind prison bars. We love you and we care about you. I mean, you can write our ministry and put your jail number on it. And request for material, religious material, Bible correspondence, life change, other life changing material, that we will respond back to you, that the Lord will be able to bless you and edify you, that you are important to him. Those in the free world, thank the Lord for your prayer and support of our ministry. Continue to pray for us as we continue to pray for you. Remember that God loves with the everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, the power of God is just the same today, hallelujah. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. Because nothing is too hard for God to do. He can work out the impossible. So believe that God can do it. And may God bless you.
We sure do love you. And pray for the devil. I'll do ministry to go into the jails and prisons. We will pray for you. Praise God. And those of you that's in the free world, tune into our website at www.heavenboundtrain.org and amen, enjoy the activity that's on there. Until next broadcast, this Chaplain William Holmes, along with my wonderful companion, Sir Velvet, saying that
if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
This train is a clean train. This train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.